In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Word of God before us this morning is recorded in Paul's letter to the Romans. We read in the 10th chapter, verses 8 to 11. But what does it say? The Word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. This is God's word. Dear friends in Christ, the eyes are the window into the soul. If you check out that axiom, you discover that nobody really knows who said it, first of all. It means you can tell what's in someone's heart by looking deeply into their eyes. I thought that would be a good illustration for Valentine's Day. But have you found that to be the truth? Have you found that to be true in your experience? We may say something similar about confession and faith. Faith is in the heart. We can't see it. Only God does. We can, however, hear the confession of faith that people make with their mouths. Faith can mean either the sum of all beliefs that we state. For example, we talk about our Lutheran faith. Or faith can mean trust in Jesus Christ as our Savior from sin. But in either way, when you make confession, people can see into your hearts. The confession of faith with our mouths lets people look into the confession of faith that is in our hearts. And so we look at that this morning, that confession of faith is the window to the heart of faith. It is the gospel that works faith in our hearts, and it is that faith through which we are saved. This faith expresses itself through outward confession. In the section just before our words that we're considering begin, the Apostle Paul had been writing to the Romans about the difference between righteousness by the law and righteousness through faith. Righteousness by the law is where God says, I am giving you the law, the commandments, and if you keep it perfectly, never sin, then you will be righteous in my sight. Then you will be saved. Righteousness by the law is impossible, of course, because none of us have never sinned. None of us have kept the law of God perfectly. And that law only condemns us to eternal damnation. But it was by Christ's fulfillment of the law that Paul writes, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. God credits the righteousness of Christ under the law to us sinners through faith in Christ. His perfect holiness and obedience becomes our own. Saving faith in Christ, then, is very near to us. We don't have to somehow try to go to heaven ourselves by being holy. We don't have to somehow descend to the depths of human thinking to try to find it. The righteousness that saves us, the word that saves us, is very near us, Paul says. because it is in our hearts. It is in your mouth and in your heart. This faith saves us because Paul says it believes that God raised him from the dead. The believing heart saves us, justifies us, declares us not guilty of sin because we believe in Jesus, his righteousness under the law, and we believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Jesus did this for everybody. The righteousness that is by the law condemns all. The righteousness of Christ that comes by faith is for all. Paul says, therefore, there's no difference, Jew or Gentile. Jesus obeyed for all. Jesus suffered the punishment of sin for all. Jesus rose again from the dead, declaring all people not guilty of their sins. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus did all of those things for you. And that's what Paul means when he says, as the scripture says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Call on his name for holiness and for salvation. The Apostle Paul is quoting these words from the prophet Joel in the Old Testament. And Joel was talking about Judgment Day. He was talking about the end of the world, when God will destroy the universe by fire and separate believers and unbelievers for all eternity. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord on that day will be saved. God will gather you and me to his right hand. The name of the Lord means righteousness in Christ. It means payment for sin and salvation for all. If you have a terrible headache, you call on the name aspirin or acetaminophen because that name means relief. If you have a splitting headache, you don't take an antacid because that name doesn't mean relief for your headache. My name doesn't mean salvation and righteousness in God's eyes. But Jesus' name means justification, forgiveness, salvation, being saved when I call upon that name on the last day. Believers in Jesus Christ have a heart of faith in Jesus Christ. That heart relies on Christ's righteousness. It relies on his resurrection. That heart of faith that is near us, it's right here in every one of us, justifies us and saves us. How does that heart, that believing heart, reveal itself? What is the window into that heart of faith? This faith in Jesus expresses itself in the confession of faith. Confession of faith is the window into the heart of faith, because the confession that we make with our mouths reveals what is in our hearts. The thought may have occurred to you, what do I need to know that for? What do I need to know what is in anybody else's heart? What difference does it make? Why does it matter? Is it any even of my business to know that? Those are all good questions, but they're all of secondary importance. What Paul is really teaching us here is that confession and faith always exist together. That the confession of my mouth and the faith of my heart match. And they exist together from exactly the same time. Confession without faith is a lie. Confession without faith is hypocrisy. Faith in Christ in the heart without the confession of the mouth is impossible. There is no such thing as having faith in Christ in my heart and not confessing Him with my mouth. Because Paul says, it is with your heart, faith in your heart, that you believe in Christ, and it is with your mouth that you confess Christ and are saved. So Paul wrote, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. The Apostle Paul had been preaching the word of Christ. And the Jews and Gentiles in Rome had been confessing now that faith, that word of Christ had worked in their hearts. Their mouths were saying, we believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior from sin. Every Christian has an open window, a clear window into the love, into the faith that exists in the Christian's heart. It is that open window that we hold in front of the world. The world can see and hear, not our hearts, but the confession of our faith. Again, whether that is a faith that is a sum total of particular beliefs like the Lutheran faith or the Christian faith, or it could be the narrow sense, and this is what Paul is talking about, my trust in Jesus as my righteousness. My belief in His physical resurrection from the dead, by which God declares me not guilty of sin. We make that confession, Jesus is Lord. That confession of our mouths shows what's in our hearts. The Jesus we believe in is the Lord. Our Jesus is not just a man. Our Jesus is not just a great teacher. We don't agree with Islam that says that Jesus was only a great prophet like Moses or like Muhammad. Our Jesus, the true Jesus, lives and reigns over the whole universe. Jesus lives and rules over our hearts as His children. And so when we confess Jesus is Lord, people can see that Jesus in our hearts. We need to be careful and warned of a couple of things. First of all, it's a trap that sadly some of our brothers and sisters in Christ have fallen into, that confession comes first and causes faith. In other words, if I decide to be a believer, if I give my heart to Jesus and confess His name, then the Holy Spirit will come into my heart and work faith. As if confession causes faith. Actually, faith and confession occur at the same time. Through the word of Christ, the Holy Spirit converted me or converts me to faith in Christ. And at that very same time, I then confess that Jesus is my Lord, that I trust in Him, and that I believe in Him. Why is it important that we hear the confession of what is in somebody's heart? Because their confession might show us that they believe in a different Jesus, that they don't actually believe in Jesus. and then don't actually believe in God. And so out of love for them, we can then go to them and confess who the real Jesus is. And it's important that we don't just confess our faith, that we don't confess our believing in Jesus. My believing is not a means of grace. But that we confess and point them to Jesus Christ and to His cross and to His empty tomb through which the Holy Spirit works faith. Or maybe we don't hear a confession at all because there is nothing about Christ in their heart. And there the Lord has opened to us, hasn't He, the opportunity to share Christ, to confess Jesus is Lord, and tell people why He is Lord and what He has done for them. There are many practical reasons why it's good for us to hear the confession of someone's mouth so that we can look into their hearts. Because if there's no faith there, then we can share Christ. If they believe something wrongly about Christ, then in love we can help them see the truth about Christ. Or then we can show them that all religions don't worship God, that only Christians worship God, and all other religions worship an idol. And we can point that out to them so that the Holy Spirit can work on their hearts. Confession, Paul says, saves me. But confession doesn't save me because I'm confessing. Confessing saves me because it is attached to the faith in my heart. Parents tell a little boy, clean your room or you're going to be punished. So the little boy cleans his room. A little bit later, mom and dad ask the little boy, did you clean your room? And the little boy says, yes. So that confession saved him from punishment, didn't it? Because it's an expression of what he did. Now apply that to you and to me. God says you must be holy under the law like I am holy. And then He comes and asks us, have you been holy? And we say, yes. And our confession saves us because our confession is that we are holy in Christ. That no, we did not obey the law perfectly. We did not try to have righteousness under the law, but your Son, our Savior, did that for us. And so, yes, we did keep the law, and that confession saves us. It keeps us from being punished, because it is the confession of the justification, of the forgiveness that we have in Christ. You and I confess and believe at the same time that Jesus Christ is Lord. That confession and faith justifies us and it saves us. Now and when the Lord returns. Amen.